All right, that was Maury and Flory telling their story of the earliest days of Superdog. In May of 1948, Superdog was established at the corner of Milwaukee, Devon, and Nagel in Chicago and continues to be family-owned and operated in the same location today. In 2010, their location in Wheeling opened its doors, and the rest is history. Two locations. Ever thinking about doing the In-N-Out Burger family route and start expanding to the west and the north and then no?
We like what we're doing right now. We like our city. We like the city of Chicago.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we'll expand one day,
but
not yet.
That's fair. To talk about the history and what's happening today and the dozens of car shows scheduled at their suburban location this summer is Scott Berman and Lisa and Don Drucker. Welcome in, everybody.
Thank you.
To be here.
Thank you for all being here. Congratulations on 75 tasty years.
Thank you. It's a big honor for us, too. And we know that we're honoring our parents every day when we open Superdog and we greet all of our customers.
I love that. And I know you work really late because I get emails from Lisa at like 3 in the morning kind of thing. That's the family business, right?
And we're open till 1 a.m., 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. So our day doesn't end until our business closes. And then we have work to do after that.
Of course. Well, you know, Maury and Flory were your parents, newlyweds in 1947. Both Northwestern grads decided to open a business, which was kind of the thing to do post-World War II, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
The GIs were coming back from World War II, and our dad was going to college. Our mom had already graduated, and they were looking for opportunities. They were young entrepreneurs. They had education. They were trying to make some money. And so it was a business opportunity. Many GIs were opening GI wagons, little hot dog carts throughout the city.
Okay.
And our dad wanted something a little bit more permanent.
Slightly
more permanent, a little bit less than temporary, but he didn't really look at it as a permanent fixture. It became that.
Okay.
So our original building, which is still our kitchen today at Milwaukee, Devon, and Nagel, is 20 by 12, but he built it a little bit more permanent than a wagon, but it was just a summer business. We were only open.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Okay.
We were only open Memorial Day through Halloween
for
the first 3 years.
Wow. Okay.
So our dad could go back to college to become a CPA, and our mom could go back to teach school.
Yeah, I read that. So your dad actually designed the building, right?
He did. He stood there and said, I want it to look like this. I want it to be up on the curb so that way streetcars can pull up to it and people can get out. I want people to have that feeling of being at the edge of the city, which Milwaukee, Devon, and Nagel is now and was then, at the edge of Niles and Chicago, across the street from the woods, which we called the park in those days, but now it's called the Milwaukee Woods, the Caldwell Woods across the street, where there was a large swimming pool, Whalen Pool still there, and large toboggan slides. So we had it all figured out that this was a great ride out from the center city to the outskirts of the city for new people that had newly gotten cars just after World War II when gas rationing ended and cars could be purchased and people could get out for a long summer drive.
I love that.
Only open, though, in the summers, in the spring, summer, and fall, a little bit, so they could go back to school in the winter. And then they earned tuition in those summers of 48 and 49 to have tuition to go to school in 49 and 50. In 1950, my dad became a CPA. My mother was teaching. And they said, you know, this Superdog stuff is really nice. I was born, coincidentally, in 1950.
Okay.
And they
said, is that right? Okay.
And they said, Superdog is really a fun business. We're making a lot of money. Maybe we're better off doing this than being accountants or teachers. And that's what they decided to do year-round from then on.
I love that your dad said it was at the end of a streetcar line. When you see, you hear the word streetcar, you know?
Right. And it still is. The Milwaukee Avenue bus still turns around just north of us, kind of almost at the Niles border, just north of Devon Avenue.
All right. So, Don, how did you meet Lisa and then work your way into the family business? Because that must have been a tough road.
Well, we were actually set up on a blind date.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mutual friends of the family, longtime mutual friends of the family, set us up.
Okay.
And, you know, as a kid growing up, I always kind of said, well, you know, I'd like to be in the hot dog business.
Is that right? Okay.
And I was working at another restaurant and, you know,
which was a bonus for dad,
which was right.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, it was kind of a natural transition to eventually move over.
Gotcha. To Superdog. All right. Okay. So again, Dad did the super-esque dogs, superhero-esque dogs perched on top of the building. That was his thing too.
He did. He said to the artist, "I want this to be a strong man, He-Man, similar to what comics were looking like at that time, but certainly not to be what a comic hero was.
Yeah.
And I want his mate, who we now know is named Maury and Flory, dad and mom named it for themselves, to be lovingly and adoringly standing by his side. My mom and dad were always, our mom and dad were always partners of each other, partners in life, partners as husband and wife, and partners in business. So he stands strongly on the roof, 12 feet tall, with his eyes winking, one eye winking at her, and she stands bending as hot dogs do toward him, with her eye winking at him. So the two of them stand together on the roof. At
12 feet. 12 feet. All right. So at that time in the early 50s, ordering from a car was really car hops and very manual. And your dad created this system, you know, with a switchboard operator, which I see out there today. And I always wondered, like, the origins of that. The blue light to get the car hops attention, that was all him putting that all together, right?
Yeah. You know, car hop. It was called like your car hopping a wire. So you would, you know, pull in and press the button.
Yeah.
And suddenly somebody would come over the speaker and say, hiya, thanks for stopping. Yeah. Can I take your order, please? Which is what we still say today.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, seeing that switchboard is just amazing.
The switchboard is amazing. And the tower, as we call it, the glass enclosed room that the car hop sits in underneath the blue dome.
Mm-hmm.
Was also thoughtful. That was modeled after the tower at O'Hare Airport, which was relatively new at the time in the early 50s.
Yeah, okay.
And my dad wanted something that called the customer's attention to this car hop in a wire that he had created. So he wanted that to be the focal point. And if you come inside, we walk up about 3-4 stairs to get to that. Our car hop is on an elevated platform. Yeah. Underneath this glowing blue dome, which I'm sure you've seen at night, to call your attention to it. And if you think of it, it's kind of that rounded shape, like O'Hare, like the tower at O'Hare.
And his idea was not only that you would see her answering the switchboard, which in the early days had toggle switches, up, down, up, down, moving like a switchboard would on TV, like you'd see on TV. But she then also controls the parking lot from that perch with a full rounded vision of the 34 parking spaces. Yeah. They can see what's going on from that switchboard tower.
And prior to the electronic ordering system, it was like you see on TV, like in a 1950s movie. You'd pull in and you'd blink your headlights and a car hop would come out to your car with a paper menu and take your order standing alongside of your car. So this was really a big change. It saves her a trip. It saves the car hop a trip.
Yeah.
And speeds up service. So the other slogan that we used in the 50s and early 60s was sudden serve. It was quick.
It was, okay. All right. Okay. But so that's differentiated your folks' place originally from everybody else, but it was also the recipe in the dog. So those are the two things that really made it different, right?
Right. The dog is made for us to our recipe. You can't get it anywhere else but at Superdog. It's a bigger dog than most that you find around the city. It's, you know, topped and served traditional Chicago style, a steamed poppy seed bun, you know, the golden yellow mustard, the bright neon green relish, the white chopped onions, the pickle spear.
Yeah.
You know, most places in Chicago use a red tomato. Maury wanted to be unique and
love that tomato.
So
love that pickled tomato.
he liked pickled tomatoes, and so now rather than using a red tomato, we use a green pickled tomato.
Love that.
And then, you know, traditional hot sport peppers if you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's also the whole package. It comes in our proprietary custom printed boxes. Along with our super fries, which are fresh cut every day. We start every day with a whole potato. We peel them. We hand cut every single potato.
Wow.
And we have a proprietary machine that slices them with crinkles on all four sides of the potato to get just the right fry to it so that you get, crisp outside and potato inside, along with those four, you know, crinkle cuts from a fresh cut potato. And that whole package is really what a super dog is. So you can't get it anywhere else.
It's everything together. Here's what's really funny. We'll talk about swag later, but if you go on eBay right now, you can buy a used super dog bag for $15. You can buy your boxes that they must clean out.
We're always amazed.
That's crazy. You know,
we're always amazed when we see that stuff.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. All right, so I've been going there since the 70s. And what my vision is at that time, because the restaurant hasn't changed all that much. I think in the late 90s, you did some upgrades and added the little sitting room and so forth. But, you know, there was a Standard Oil gas station, I think it was right next door. Am I right? Okay, all right, yep. And, you know, but this is cool, man. I mean, this is like when you talk about classic Chicago, vintage Chicago, Superdog is at the top of the list.
It really is. Thank you. And it is back to the edge of the city. The only thing adjacent to us was that gas station, which did precede us, but nothing else preceded us in that area. Yeah. No houses. No.
Right.
The street was a two-lane street. There was a dairy and egg store across the street called Lilac Farm, where farmers would actually bring their produce to sell. So we were really that edge of the city. So the city grew, city and suburbs grew up around us.
Yeah, it's true.
And
it's very true.
We like that, not only being part of Chicago history, both in terms of geography, but also in terms of the type of service. We were one of the only drive-ins at that time, and now we are the only drive-in restaurant.
Which I love. So the menu hasn't changed all that much. Maybe the Super Chick and the Whoopsie Dog came in the 80s and 90s, but talk about the menu. Who wants to talk about the menu in general?
I'll start.
Okay.
We'll all trade off.
Okay.
The menu, you're right, is exactly as it was then. Super Dogs were 22 cents when we started. They're a little bit more expensive
and that's
now.
And that's going to be a special this weekend?
No. Okay, go ahead.
However, the wonderful thing is that our parents designed the menu for what they thought Chicago tastes were in the 1940s, and it turns out that's what Chicago tastes still are today.
Absolutely.
And they also had the idea of keep it simple. Don't make product that you aren't proud of each and every sandwich, each and every time, each and every customer. So if they could keep a simple menu, which they did then and we still do now, then they were thrilled to be serving each of these items. And as Don said, not only is the super dog made for us, but even the buns are specially made to hold our super dog, which is larger than most hot dogs. So everything we have is custom made for us to fit our taste profile, to fit that we know the Chicagoans like, and that my parents knew the Chicagoans like. Lisa, you wanted to go.
So our menu, as you're right, Dave, as you're right, we've had only three menu additions over 75 years.
It's amazing.
You pointed out two, and the third one is Super Chicken Midgies. So a Super Chick, which is a boneless, skinless breast of chicken, a Whoopsie Dog, which is our version of a Polish, Romanian, Hungarian, and then Super Chicken Midgies, which are deep-fried chicken tenders. But really, if you look back at our 1948 menu, you will smile with familiarity.
No question.
Because it's the same things you know in 2023.
Yeah.
And our descriptions are the same as well. And our pride in
the
them
pride
is the
same. All there. All there. Absolutely. We're talking to Scott Berman, Lisa and Don Drucker of Superdog, celebrating 75 years. And there's more with them next on 720 WGN. All right. So Stapleyer 720 WGN, the owners of Superdog, the hot dog stand of Chicago, celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. Okay, great success in the original location. At what point, who said, let's build this behemoth Superdog out in the burbs?
Well, my father and mother both wanted to expand. Mm-hmm. And when you said, should we expand to other cities? They said, no, we expand in our area.
Okay.
And Milwaukee Avenue, they always liked.
I love that. Yeah.
So they bought property on Milwaukee Avenue in the town of Wheeling, which was then sleepier in the 80s when they bought the property. Sure. Yeah. And there wasn't much around it. And they said, we're going to expand to this Northwest area where many of our customers already live and are coming driving back from. After a few years, we decided to open it. And we designed it in a way to look, as we say, like a future version of a past historic drive-in, sort of a Jetsons idea in the future of what a drive-in might look like nostalgically in the past.
Yeah.
And that's why it has that big swoop roof. Mm-hmm. It's why the dogs stand on the roof exactly like they do in Chicago, but because of the swoop roof, they are 15 feet tall instead of 12 feet tall.
Okay. It's,
they still have beacons. Their eyes still wink at each other. They still curve exactly toward each other. And the drive in itself is almost identical. The speaker system, yeah, that is our electronic ordering system, is an identical system, although because the place is bigger, it has 100 parking spaces instead of 34, the speakers themselves, those that intercom, can be a larger system.
Gotcha.
I like to call it Chicago on steroids.
It is a little bit. When you drive up to it, you're like, so when my son bought his 1964 Ford, sure, Ranchero, the first place he wanted to go was not the one that's down the street from our house. He wanted to go to Wheeling because he knew that was a greater space for pictures. There was a lot of classic cars there. Maybe there was a classic car show happening, which we'll talk about. But you also do catering, which I know very well, as Lisa came over and took, my son was 21 last year, and I didn't tell anybody what we were serving. And when you walked in uniform with the boxes, people were like, oh, no way. The excitement in their faces when they saw they were having Super Dog. I mean, it speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We're able to bring Super Dog to you now.
Yeah.
We've done that now about 20 years or so. Okay. And we can cater something like a 21st birthday. We do all the life cycle events, like I like to say,
right,
from birth till the end.
Yeah,
and lots of spots in the middle.
Yeah. And sometimes beyond. Right. We've got boxes and coffins, right, of people.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to say, too, weddings. You must do like that late night.
We do a lot of weddings. That's become a new niche market. We do a lot of late nights. And what's really heartwarming is, so we'll do a late night wedding. And then I'll get a call a few years later, as I did yesterday, from someone who said, you did my wedding, and now can you do my kid's first birthday?
Oh, that's awesome.
So it actually gives me goosebumps.
I
say we do it all. So we go anywhere. We bring the Super Dogs ready for you to enjoy in your own, at your own venue.
Yeah.
Be at your home, your rented space, whatever.
Great.
Yeah.
It was great. Esquire magazine some years ago called Super Dog the most life-changing hot dog in America. It doesn't make you feel great as a family business to hear that?
It does, and you kind of go, pinch me.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, wow. And the thing that gets me is our parents, and then we grew up, that's just what our parents did. Other parents had different occupations, professions. Our parents owned Super Dog.
Yeah.
Didn't, I want to say we took it for granted. It was just what they did. It was just what we did.
Absolutely.
And I like to say that we do the same thing every day, coming to the same place.
Love that.
So to be recognized with an honor like Esquire or some other
lovely,
you go, that's really, really nice. It's really, it's humbling.
Yeah.
It's thrilling to be recognized. But tomorrow, we're just going back and doing the exact same thing.
Are. Tonight, you're going back
to the same thing.
And I really like it that our parents got to enjoy that, too. They got to know the success and the fame of it all.
Yeah.
As different news writers would write things, or different travel writers, and we were in Fodor's and Fromer's and all different travel books, and they got to see that kind of cred, and then they were feeling honored by it. So that makes me very happy to see them as happy
enjoy
as they
success.
Were.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right, most famous person that you believe was in the place. Because I know Paul and Angel Harvey. I knew Angel very well, and they always used to pull up in their limo and pick up their dogs or send someone for
their dogs. We've been visited, that we know of, by some very famous chefs and foodies.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Flay.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Zimmern.
Okay, of course.
To name a couple that pop into my head. Yeah. Anybody else have anybody famous?
The people in Chicago, those famous chefs in Chicago, Paul
Kornick.
Paul Cahan.
Paul Cahan.
Okay. All right. Okay. But there's got to be some actors, actresses, and so forth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, yes, but everyone, let me tell you the difference. Everyone at Superdog, and I look at that sometimes, especially late at night. You can be standing at our front counter or pull in your car, be it your son's 64 or your brand new Tesla right off the showroom.
Yeah.
And what really sometimes humbles me, especially when I look out late at night, is everybody's the same.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay,
so
cool. Yeah.
So to say a famous person could be standing next to a kid who just got his driver's license at 16 years old and just took the family car, or that first responder who's working third shift.
Yeah, very true.
Who comes?
So two very famous ones that I would mention. Pat Conroy, who wrote The Prince of Tides.
Yeah, okay. Right.
He discussed in a lengthy magazine article how his father had taken him to Superdog.
Oh, that's cool.
Long time ago when he was a child,
yeah,
to show him what a real hot dog and a real drive-in looked like compared to other places,
yeah,
in the country. And he said that was a life-changing experience for him. And the other one that we should really send a shout-out to is Jeff Tweedy, who lives near us and is a frequent customer and a frequent lover of ours, and we love him. So
yeah, I love that.
And when he was shooting a spread for Spin Magazine,
yeah,
he brought the whole band Wilco to us.
Oh, I
and they
that.
Shot their
I
magazine
that.
Spread it.
And there's swag too, by the way. There's some really cool, and there's some 75th anniversary stuff. Shirts, magnets,
yes,
all kinds of stuff that you don't have to buy on eBay.
Right.
You don't have to buy a bag on eBay.
You got just go to our website, www.superdog.com, and go to the souvenir section. You can buy all the swag and merch. Keep yourself right up to date.
I love it. All right, 6363 North Milwaukee Avenue, open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 1, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 2. Wheeling, 333 South Milwaukee Avenue, daily 11 to 9. And again, for cool swag, catering, events, more, superdog.com. Lisa Scott, Don, so glad you came into studio. Get back to work.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.